As the sun sets, more than a dozen tiny lights blink on. A group of cyclists heads towards downtown on their weekly Monday night social ride.
So we're downtown. We are literally almost to the Alamo. Riding right through the middle of downtown. Got the bagpipes going. People walking up and down the sidewalks having dinner.
Rick Turnbull glides through traffic with a smile on his face, cheering on his fellow cyclists. He says he rides 120 miles a week, and though he lives in Bernie, more than half of his miles are accrued in San Antonio.
Who else can ride around the Alamo and on their weekly ride?
Turnbull rides recreationally and doesn't commute to work, but he still believes the city needs more bike lanes to protect cyclists from motorists.
Walkers! Excuse us. There's a bunch of us.
Despite right now his biggest worry being pedestrians walking.
This is one of those areas, because of the age of the infrastructure, there are no bike lanes, there's no indication. So we have to pay attention. We have to be very courteous of the pedestrians, like that guy wasn't right there.
This bike ride will eventually help Texas plan where future additional bike lanes and signs go.
Runner!
That's because Turnbull is one of more than 84,000 Texas users of the smartphone cycling app Strava. For the past few years, Strava has been aggregating and anonymizing cyclist data, then selling it to cities and states. Texas bought 2 years' worth of data a couple months ago for an undisclosed amount. Selling big user data from an app is not new. Uber sells its driver's data for similar reasons. But unlike driving data,
there's actually virtually no real data that's consistently maintained for bicycles and pedestrians.
Terry Kaplan is TxDOT's statewide bike and pedestrian coordinator. Going from almost zero to more than 200,000 unique data points with routes and a visual interface,
I think for some data geeks, this might be Christmas. For me, this is just a huge present under the tree.
Demographic profiles, start and end points, times stopped at intersections. Strava provides planners with a cornucopia of information. But TxDOT's Bonnie Sherman says they'll still have to be discerning.
We do need to be cognizant of the biases within the data.
She means the fact that Strava users are generally more athletic. They take cycling pretty seriously, and they represent between 3 and 20% of the entire cycling community.
And this particular visual, so the larger the circle, the more riders you have within that area.
Cecilio Martinez works at the Alamo Area Master Planning Organization. He's walking me through the Strava interface. The MPO is responsible for master transportation plans, and he's been wanting this data for around 18 months.
This is great for us. We're going to really be able to utilize this and get a better understanding of what's going on within our system.
Alex Carroll also works for the MPO. She says this data will help partners like VIA and the City of San Antonio to justify their plans.
It can be difficult to put bicycle facilities on the ground if there's not community support there, or if there's the belief that people aren't going to be using it.
Some might remember 3 years ago the battle over installed bike lanes on South Flores. Once built, area residents rallied to have them removed, costing the city more money.
Somebody's got some good jams going tonight.
Rick Turnbull wraps up his ride at Latuna in Southtown. It doesn't bother him that cyclist data are being commodified and sold off.
I think it's smart. I think it's the best thing you can do. The data's there. It should be used. It's instead of guessing where to put a bike lane or where to put the infrastructure, they can go see what's being used.
TxDOT says it will take around 6 months to fully integrate the data. More than a dozen cities and planning organizations across Texas attended a recent conference call on how to use it. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.